Hello everyone, it's the 27th of July 2015 and I've got some sad news really. Me and Iris are no longer training together. She's not with me now. My instructor came and took her away this afternoon. It's no fault of the dog. She hasn't done anything wrong. Practically, you know, wise. It's just that a combination of all different factors that have compounded together that aunt helped the situation. You know, maybe she was the right dog for me, but right now I'm not the right person for her because I can't. I can't give her 100% of me. I'll be honest and say training domiciliary has not helped. I know some people love training from home. They find it a lot easier than being away. I didn't. Not at all. I live with my partner Dominic and my now retired guide dog Johnny. I decided that I wanted to keep Johnny. I kept my first dog. I wanted to keep him as well. You know, he's worked, he's been a good boy. He's worked until he's till 10, well, past 10, he was 10 in April. So I wanted to keep him. I know I'm in a fortunate position to be able to do that. I knew it was going to be difficult training with a new dog. It's not easy. Whoever says it's a walk in park, well, it ain't. But for my last two dogs, I've been away from home. I didn't know I would be training domiciliary until my instructor came on the match visit with me, and I did voice my concerns. I didn't know how being at home was going to work practically for me. So, anyway, Iris arrived on Thursday, as you know. I feel like I failed. I feel like I've let people down. I've let the dog down. Even though my instructor said that I haven't, and she's really thanked me for being honest, not only with myself, but with her and for Iris's sake as well. She said, at least you've been honest now rather than going a few weeks down the line and there being a problem. When you train with a dog, you have to build up a bond. And it's like click. I know it don't happen overnight. I know that. But there's just been... I could not give that dog 100% of myself. And that's not fair. It's not fair at all. It's not fair on her. It's not fair on me. It's not fair on Johnny or Dominic. I was just getting more and more miserable. You know, guide dog training is supposed to be a brilliant experience. But training from home, for me, wasn't a brilliant experience. I hated it. I didn't like it. I went through all the motions, you know, all the obedience, sit, wait, down, stay, playing, grooming, toileting, feeding, bedtime, and that little dog never made a mess in the house. She did do some things that I didn't really like, but then she's a young dog. And she's probably a young, scared dog thinking, where am I now? Who is this woman? What is she? But I could see she was getting more and more attached to me. She was listening to me. She was doing as she was told. One of the things that didn't help the situation was that... Hang on.
3 minutes and 57 seconds.
Was that she was tethered. She had to be tethered. And that's when she started jumping on furniture. Johnny has all run a house. Apart from when I'm cooking, I send him in another room on or serving food out and things. But apart from that, he has the run of the house. And she didn't. You know, if she weren't on a tether, she were on a lead. The only time that she were loose were at night time when she were on a bed. And she's, you know, she's a lovely little dog. And she deserves somebody that can give her the attention and the dedication and 100% of themselves on her, because that's what she deserves. I know a lot of people don't like to go away to do the training, but personally, I think if you've got other distractions at home, i.e. another dog, you need to be away from home. I know you have to come home eventually, I understand that, but at least when you've been away for 2 weeks, you've got a decent grounding with your new dog. People might agree with me, people might not. That's my own personal opinion. That's what I think may have worked better for me. But then again, I'm not sure that having a dog right now is the right time for me in my life. Johnny's not been retired long. He's still fit, he's still healthy. And he's been a bloody good dog, to be honest. Yeah, in the beginning, there were things he did that I didn't like. He used to jump up. He used to eat things that he shouldn't have eaten. So you deal with those things. And I did have I did have my old dog when I got Johnny. But I'd had that good grounding away from home. So when I brought Johnny home, I'd already got a bond with him. And Dominic had got a bond with Gaynor because he'd been on his own with her. So, I don't know. I just feel awful. I just feel really awful.
55 seconds.
It's horrible when you've got this look. She's a lovely little dog. You know, and you don't feel any connection with it. It's, you know, I liked her, don't get me wrong. And I said to my trainer, please let me know what happens to her.
30 seconds.
So anyway, I just thought I'd let you know my news and if anybody's got any comments, questions, etc. I'll probably do another boo about it at some point, but I'm running out of time now, so bye for now.
15 seconds. Pause recording.